All right, Jacob, hit the fucking button.
What's going on? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Damn Show. I feel like I come in so hot every time because every time I hear that theme song, I get fucking going. I love that shit.
That's a good ass theme song.
Such a banger. Courtesy of our friend Caleb from Hey I Love You. What an absolute sweetheart. We might as well just get rolling into it. I mean, we've been hanging out, we've been chatting, and we've got some new friends in the stew tonight, and I would love, since we do kind of have a full house, I guess maybe we'll start with Robin, because he hasn't said a word yet, but if we could all maybe go down the list and say, name, you know, maybe association with the band in some context. And I guess maybe I should say which band. It's Oolong. It's on the show. What's up?
Starting with me, yeah. I'm not in Oolong. What do you mean? What's Robin?
Oh, but sorry, but do you have anything to add? I feel like I've just been, are you just hanging out for this episode or what?
I'm just hanging out. What do you mean?
Sitting here.
I'm waiting for my opportunity to chime in. Yeah.
Very professional of you to concede right away and just let them. Well, let's just go down the list then. I hate to single you out, Meg, but you're the first on the list. Alphabetically as I see it. So what's I guess I said name, but
that's definitely my name. You got it. Yep. My association to Oolong. Who am I to Oolong?
Oh man, I picked the hardest one first. Fuck, I'm sorry.
I'm a replacement Vinny. I just know a lot less music theory, and I think I'm an inch taller, and I sell the merchandise.
Yeah, like we thank Vinny for his time with us, but he wrote the songs and then we kicked them out.
Yeah, now I'm Vinny.
That's perfect. There you go. Sort of the brains of the operation, it sounds like. So, okay, perfect. I'm glad. Sounds like the glue that is holding it all together. So, I'm very glad to hear that.
I guess we'll go Robbie next.
Okay. Meg, you have such an accent. It's crazy that compared to the rest of the band, you have such an accent. I can't listen to you talk.
Yeah, because I'm more powerful.
That's true. That part.
Hi. I'm Robbie. I'm kind of the bad boy of Oolong.
Yeah.
I thought I was a bad boy. What the fuck?
I am. Me too.
we're a lot of bad boys.
What if a band was all bad boys?
What you gonna do?
Like a little something like this.
We would have to get a new name.
Bad Long. I guess I manage Oolong, whatever that entails. That's about it.
Oh yeah.
Does everything for us.
I don't know.
We're too lazy.
Not like
we're so disorganized. Robbie just comes in like, yo, I got this.
Robbie is the best. And if Robbie was running for something, I would vote for them.
Hell yeah. Vote for Robbie.
Yeah, the seal of approval. That's perfect.
I'm Matt. I play guitar for the band. And that's pretty much it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I play one of guitar. I'm one of three guitar players. There's myself,
which is such
Vinny,
a flex. Putting three guitar players in a band is such a flex. You do make it work pretty well, I would say. Like, it doesn't feel like you're ever like clashing.
Yeah, Vinny. I think the thing was Vinny wanted everyone to be involved in it in some way, in like one way or another. So like originally Scott was on bass, and then Jesse was just on vocals. But then he was just like, I put Jesse on bass, and we'll give Scott a third. We'll give Scott a guitar. Fuck it. And now we just, and it's like three chaotic guitars just going at once, and sounds weird and cool.
It sounds incredible. It sounds actually weird and cool is probably the exact way to describe it. That's dead on the money, exactly what it sounds like. So yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Great way to look at it. Did we say what's up to Jesse? I'm like already forgetting.
Oh yeah. Nah, I'm Jesse. I play bass and I sing a little bit.
Hell yeah.
That's about it.
Hell yeah. There you go.
If I'm not mistaken, you yell a little bit too. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, no, I love yelling.
Yep.
Rick Murphy is like my favorite song to play live because I'm just yelling the whole time.
I'm pretty sure that was the one that I saw at the Super Bowl where you were just losing your fucking mind, and I was like, yeah.
Oh yeah, not yeah. Not.
He was planning that.
I was like, yo, I need to go crazy for Rick Murphy, no matter what.
you were in the green room. You were just like, yo, I'm just gonna grab the mic and just go fucking nuts.
Yeah, it was incredible, and it had me listening to Rick Murphy for the entire 8.5 hour drive home. So
yeah,
just say
eight and a half hours. 8.5 hours, just to be clear, fully alone in his car.
Holy
for the
shit.
Record. I think that's what people might say. Completely alone.
We had a night that night.
Thank you for coming
too.
That far. Hell
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And that was my first show back after quarantine.
So I wanted to make
a big thing out of it, and like I saw the lineup and I was like, okay, I have to go.
I think that was ours too, right? Yeah,
that was our first show back.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Quarantine one, I guess we should say. We're hopping into quarantine part two here very quickly as the days continue. So I don't know. It's just kind of, I don't know. We were thinking about that recently, and like there are some tours and stuff that have gone on sale that are planned for, I guess I was going to say next year, but I guess now it's this year. This is fucking insane. I guess this is the first time we're recording a podcast in 2022, which is kind of sick to think about. But there's some tours this year that I don't, I guess foresee happening. I've been looking at those flyers and thinking, oh, that'd be a really cool show to go to. And then that, like, you just have that feel, you remember that COVID exists.
Oh my God,
your stomach drops and oh no, there's 8 different levels to me going to this show now. And it just, I talk myself out of it. So what a cool way to live. My favorite hobby, and I can't do it anymore.
There was supposed to be an Oolong show tonight.
Damn, for real.
What show was tonight?
There was supposed to be tonight.
Oh yeah, shit. The one with National. That was gonna be so fucking fun.
Oh damn.
As soon as I heard it got canceled, it like got deleted from my brain. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. I better repress this trauma right away, or it's gonna become an issue.
Yeah, I better drown myself and escape from Tarkov.
God, I can't believe we actually got an Escape from Tarkov shot on the podcast. That's so sick. I'm so glad that we snuck that in there still. Against all odds, we still made it.
Yeah, I'm a bit addicted to that game, especially after it wiped.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I think, especially now that we are going into a new quarantine or whatever, you got to find a way to escape. I mean, video games are escapism 101. So that's, I mean, I'm a big video game nerd. I grew up a big Pokemon kid and then stopped playing it for a long time because it was for babies. And then like 5 years ago, I was like, Pokemon fucking rocks. Why am I not playing Pokemon? And I just am a Pokemon adult now. So that's kind of been a cool awakening for myself. But
better than being a Disney adult.
Disney Channel, even when I was a kid, Disney Channel sketched me out. I was always a Cartoon Network Nickelodeon guy.
Absolutely. I was never watching any Disney stuff. It was only Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon, and then when I was like 13, it was Comedy Central, and there was no in between. Which frankly, maybe I should have been supervised with the remote, but that's neither here nor there.
I just remember, like, it was messed up how they made Adult Swim right after Cartoon Network. I was watching fucked up shit when I was like young.
Cartoon Network to Adult Swim pipeline.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cartoon Network kid to anime weed pipeline. I would love to see that. I want that in a chart somewhere. There's gotta be
there is.
Yeah, the Toonami pipeline. It's called. I'm sure. Yeah. There's probably books written about this. There have to be.
I'll be the first to write one if there's not. My master's thesis. Here I come.
I remember when I was a kid and the Adult Swim, whatever it's called, like the bumper, when that came on at the end of Cartoon Network, I would get like scared and I would turn off the TV.
You're looking around to make sure there's not like a parent around the corner.
Where's my dad?
I genuinely remember thinking that watching Adult Swim was like the coolest thing that you could do as a kid. I genuinely thought that for such a long time. That's so funny in hindsight. I was like really into Robot Chicken as a child.
That was like that and Aqua Teen.
Aqua Teen, dude. Aqua Teen was my shit.
Yeah, Aqua Teen was awesome growing up, but like there was a lot of scary shit on Adult Swim too. Like Xavier Renegade. Do you remember that show?
No. What is that?
Oh, that show was so funny.
I do.
Yo, that show was like it was like all CGI, and it was like just trippy and weird. It didn't make any sense. Like, and it looked slippery. It was just gross. Like.
I remember I was sick and I couldn't sleep one time as a kid, and like I was up late, and then, you know, I was watching Cartoon Network, then Adult Swim came on, and like this was when I was less afraid to turn it off. Now I was like, yeah, I want to see Adult Swim, and then that fucking show came on at like, I forget, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, and like my brain, like my cold ridden brain, along with being up at 3 a.m. I just like couldn't handle it. I was like,
yes, that's exactly
really sickening.
Oh god,
that's it.
What is that it?
Yeah,
oh my god, that's horrifying.
Xavier Renegade Angel.
Oh, Renegade Angel.
The only that show is 100% a fever dream. There's no way this exists.
I don't remember that at all, but I do have a show that's like memory hold somehow that I only have really vague like trauma memories of as a child, but I think it was on Nickelodeon, which sounds weird to say, but does anybody remember like the Meat Puppet show?
I knew exactly what you were going to say.
I'm not insane. It exists.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Their lips.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I hated Mr. Meaty.
Yes.
Mr. Meaty. I loved Mr. Meaty. That shit was so weird.
Of course you loved Mr. Meaty.
They're scary as hell.
It was like too disturbing to not think it was funny.
That's so good.
I don't like it.
Mr. Meaty is what they called me in high school, so that's probably why I don't like it.
What is that?
Shut up! I don't know. I'm trying.
Mr. Meaty's pretty fucked.
Yeah, I definitely have some awful memories of that show. It just feels like some shit that definitely shouldn't have been on a kid's network. I don't remember any specifics past that, but I just remember thinking it was horrifying at the time.
Oh, that episode was fucked.
I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry.
Cool. So, you guys are from Long Island. We've talked about this. We mentioned this. I want to know, I'm curious. We got a baseline. I want to know who's from Long Island originally, who's transplants, and like who's there currently. What's the situation? Because you guys as a band are from Long Island, but what's the...
And
you know,
what's your address and what block do you live on and all that?
It's 36...
I'll just start with my social security number, 819...
Butler Avenue.
Sometimes at work, I'll ask people for... Because, like, we answer the phone at a restaurant, and you're like getting people's credit card information. It asks for a lot of that shit when you're like typing it in. So you need like the security code. Sometimes you need their zip code. So sometimes I like to follow it up with a little joke of like, and the last four of your social security number, just as like a joke, and then be like, nah, I'm just kidding. I know we ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I had some old lady actually start reading off her social security number to me on the phone. Yeah. And I was like, No. It can't be that easy.
But you actually took
I wrote it down. Come on.
If it wasn't that easy, you wouldn't be getting extended warranty calls every day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
Someone's falling for it every time.
Yeah. Without going too much into what I actually do, I sometimes deal with like banking info and stuff over emails. And someone will sometimes send me an email just with like their full routing and account number in it. I'm like, first of all, I didn't ask for that. Second of all, I'm deleting it. Can you also delete it up from your end? I'm worried for you now. You shouldn't have sent that to me. I didn't ask.
They got that saved in their notes app on their phone.
Like. Yeah, what the fuck? Why are you sending this to me? I feel like I'm doing something wrong by having received this email from you. So
my Dexter like dark passenger will step out in that moment. Just commit some bank fraud. Yeah.
Did you know that you can get $30,000 on the black market for a social security number?
What?
Damn. Yeah.
I'm like thinking about selling mine.
Yeah, just get rid of it. I don't need it.
On there. I've lost my card so many times.
Yeah, what am I going to get? Social Security? No. They can have the card. I don't care.
It's already dry.
What, do you want my credit? Good luck. Not likely.
The one I have is already somebody else's, so. Oh, yeah, we never answered your question.
Yeah. We never let you answer the question. No, we're pretty good at this, if you can't tell.
I'm a little offended Robbie pointed out my accent. I kind of think that everybody sounds like me. No?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. As a neutral third party, I will say I really don't notice an accent on any of you. And I'm kind of stupid, so it could just be that, but...
I'm also legally deaf, so
I'll start talking. I'll start talking like this. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, drop the act, please. We want the real you.
Yeah, I can go get some coffee. That's all I know. I only know how to like exaggerate coffee and Long Island.
Coffee.
I truly do not try to exaggerate it because it is embarrassing. Trying to get like jobs anywhere off of Long Island is horrifying.
Hey, yeah, you know I'm really good with numbers.
Yeah, my guy.
Yeah. Yo, dead ass. I got all the credentials you need. But yeah, I guess I'll start answering.
Oh God!
I've been from Long Island my whole life. Never left.
Say.
Never transplanted. Whole life, been here. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm a whole lifer too.
I want to
get out of here.
Transplant somewhere else.
I got out of Long Island when I was younger, so I was smarter than these dudes.
you made it out of your hometown, which is very pop punk of you. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Very sick.
Thank you. That's
cool. I do feel like, I mean, I'm sure you'd probably agree because you're from there, but I feel like Long Island gets a lot of shit from a lot of different directions. And as I feel like.
Yeah,
me, Robert, being from Ohio, sort of brothers in arms with that. I feel like we get a lot of shit from a lot of different places. Well deserved, frankly. I'm not defending Ohio, but
not like Cleveland.
Yeah, no, Cleveland sucks. But I feel like there's a little bit there, and I've always kind of been interested. Like I could be totally wrong, and maybe this is really stupid to bring up, but to me, as a complete outsider and not knowing much about it. The way people talk about Long Island is kind of similar to the way people talk about New Jersey. Are there similarities there? Crazy to say? Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, please.
I mean,
but it's rude.
As a New Yorker, I should never admit it, but like honestly, there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah, no, we're the same.
Yeah, it's literally the same. no bars.
We're gonna get hate on Twitter for that.
From what I've heard people call Long Island the Alabama of New York, something to that effect.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of.
Little bit. I guess as you get more out east, it's kind of like that.
I guess that makes sense. But everywhere's got to have some, some iffy parts. So that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being from a place that's not great, which I can comfortably say from Ohio. So that's.
I think most people are from a place that's not great.
Called the freaking United States. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Have you seen what it's like out there?
If you're from like Colorado, I mean, I've been to Colorado before. That place is beautiful.
They're on fire, right?
I'd love to be from there, even regardless. What really?
Yeah.
There's some shit going on out there for sure.
Pour one out.
Yeah. Well, no, don't pour it out. You might need it to put out the fire. But keep it close by. Yeah, pour one out in spirit. Well, listen, hey, I feel like this is as good a time as ever. Do we maybe roll into a break? Do we take our potty break? I think it's about
that. I don't know how long have we been going?
Like half an hour, I think. Right?
Yeah. It's like 9:30.
That sounds about
like
right.
Like 20 minutes.
That's whatever.
We can chop 10 more minutes of comedy.
We want to
we can improv.
Want to talk shit about New Jersey for a little bit, or
you want to say all them in a negative way?
honestly, I got nothing to say negatively about New Jersey. I've met a lot of great folks from there, and like on top of that, like the driving there, like once you get out of New York and once you get onto the Garden State, it's so much of a relief compared to New York. Like you're You're just like, oh, I can breathe easy again. Like, I don't have to worry about, like, getting fucking sideswiped.
But Matt, what's that part with that really horrid smell?
Oh, that's right when you get on the Garden State from New York. Like, right when you cross over, there's all those refineries and shit.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's my only complaint about New Jersey is that one part is...
I guess I can segue into a quick story with this one. Whenever Oolong goes to New Jersey for, like, a gig or whatever, if I'm the one driving... to fuck with Jesse and whoever else is in the car, I'll like crack the windows. And everyone will be in the car. Like, oh no, Matt, close the window.
Like, I remember the last time it literally smelt like shit in the car for like a half hour. I swear. We had the windows down, we kept doing it, like, oh my god, it just smelled terrible.
So that whole area, like New York and then like the northern part of New Jersey. I don't know geography very well.
We're doing geography again. We're not doing geography on the podcast.
But that's a really like concentrated area. So I'm curious, like, I mean, you don't have to like pick favorites or like pick a favorite venue or anything. But like, what's your favorite like spot to do shows in? Like, is it like on Long Island? Is it in the surrounding area?
But Long Island, we don't.
We never really play shows here.
Yeah, not anymore. There aren't too many great spots to play on Long Island. We, you know, maybe we'll do like a house gig for like friends or something around here occasionally now. But like, we don't really do anything out here. As far as like favorite spot to play, like, and were you saying like Jersey too, like?
Yeah, like just like do you prefer to take like a trek to go do gigs, or like is there a city nearby that like rocks?
Yeah, it's fun. The traveling is it's fun for us. I like that part, you know, kind of just getting out of the usual surroundings to play a gig. This one spot, Boontoons in Boonton, New Jersey. I don't even know if it's still a thing. It may still be a thing, but that spot's cool. We played there with the dudes in Tilted a couple of times.
Love Tilted.
Yeah, they're so great, and those shows are always really fun. Yeah, I think honestly, it's like anywhere that isn't Long Island, we've had a good time playing. Like, I actually cannot, like, just to shit on Long Island anymore. I can't really remember a time where we've had like a really good time playing a gig in on Long Island.
Oh, what about that one backyard show at that person's party?
Oh, that was cool.
The art garden or something.
Yeah, it was like
that was a lot of fun.
That was like a weird one, and it was cool. It was like an art show that got mixed with like a gig, and we played in a gazebo that was like in front of a pool. It was really cool. And there are like people watching like from the pool and stuff. That was fun. That I will say, that was a fun show.
That is cool. I feel that like
there should be more pool gigs.
Yeah, why are we doing pool gigs? Yeah, get them, I guess the electronics don't, they don't mix really well, but I guess that, fair enough. Nearby the pool gigs, absolutely.
Thankfully, within earshot of the pool gigs, how about that?
Yeah, that would be more appropriate. Thankfully, the gazebo thing was like a good enough distance away from the pool that, you know, we were able to play safely without being electrocuted to death. But
stage diver falls onto you straight into the pool. You're right into the pool. with the guitar, everything right in.
My amp head goes inside of the pool.
I will say it was scary trying to lug the amps around the pool.
Oh yeah, like, no, we were like there was like a walkway going like right around like the pool, and like I don't know, it was a little bit sketchy.
You're like very carefully trying to get the amps in, and like no running over there. Take it easy. Chillax on the pool.
Speaking of getting electrocuted, am I the only dumbass who, like, has electrocuted themselves while unplugging their amp from the wall? Like, you, like, adjust your hand a little bit, and then you accidentally touch the metal part?
I've never done that.
Am I an idiot?
I don't think you're an idiot. I just don't think that's ever... I don't know if that's ever happened to me. I can see how that would happen, though, in, like, the heat of the moment. Like, you're just kind of, like, maybe you're rushing to, you know, I don't know what the
situation you pull it out, like, partway and, like, readjust and just, like... Oh, fuck. What's going on?
No, I want to say that's never happened to me. I can confidently say that I've never been electrocuted by an amp.
Well, good to know that I'm dumb.
I just go at it like behind the cable, like right behind the head part where it plugs in. I just grab the cable and like yank that.
See, that's my problem is I'm trying to like delicately pull it out.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm
worried
ADHD
about the life of my cables.
Impatient, like, give me that shit.
Yeah,
I was getting electrocuted by the mic at one of our shows, the one at Shakers.
Oh yeah, dude, the Shakers mics. Bro.
Oh
that
was, my god, Shakers,
that was fucking Shakers. Awful.
So it's
oh
like,
my god.
So and I don't know much about the setup, but like that's like, so it's their equipment then that you guys are getting fucked up by. It's shitty then.
We were supposed to have somebody there set all this shit up for us, and then nobody showed up. And then we were just trying to set their shit up. And then it came to a point where we like hooked up a mic to a fucking bass cab. And then we just had so much shit plugged in the wrong places or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But every time I got close to the mic, it would zap the fucking shit out of my lips.
You've got power strips plugged into other power strips, like fully loaded up.
And Scott paid to have that venue rented out for Cibcella, and like they didn't even bother like coming and setting a PA up. I'm pretty sure we had to like plug the mics and into a bass amp or something. Like,
yeah,
that might
exactly
be the situation. I think that's why you got electrocuted, because, you know, we didn't have the equipment that we should have.
I don't know. And then I was going through all their shit trying to find, you know, what I needed. And I was like, I don't know what any of this stuff is. I've never set anything up. I'm just going to try my best. And it didn't work. So then
isn't there usually like a guy for that?
Yeah, I mean, there was supposed to be. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Like,
you made it sound like, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you had the mic set up and it shocked you and you just continued to use it, it sounds like. It sounds like this was a multiple times issue.
I was trying to like keep my like an inch distance. And, you know, when you're dancing around on stage and shit, your nose is touching, you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah. You were getting physically assaulted with a microphone and just playing through it. Honestly, I respect that. I respect it. That's cool.
All right. I think now's as good a time as I need to take our little pee break.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
I do.
I'll shoot you with a gun.
I'm going to squirt.
Is it poke time?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll be right back.
See
whatever you want.
January, and my life is a fucking mess. Jacob is depressed because I booked too many guests.
What the fuck? I told you not to do this shit, dude. I'm too tired for this. I don't wanna do it.
It's too late for that now. Buckle up. Let's sit down. Time to meet new friends because January never ends.
Hey, gang. It's Jacob. I'm just popping in the middle of the episode here for the ad read. It's just me, solo style this time, no Robin. Robin is currently busy. He got his penis and balls stuck. They are twisted up in the shower curtain at home, so he is busy trying to free himself from that. I just kind of wanted to pop in and tell you, first of all, what's up? How are you? I hope you're doing good. And two, as you might have guessed, that was the Banuary theme song that you just heard, because it's Banuary. What that means is that during the month of January, we are doubling our release schedule and bringing you a brand new episode of YBIG every single Monday in the month of January. So best way to keep up with that is to follow us on Twitter. We are on there at YBIG Podcast, and on Instagram at Your Band Is Garbage. Gang, this is a long one, so I will not take up any more of your time. I'll let you get back to it, but appreciate you hanging out with us and appreciate you listening. Hope you enjoy. Guys, I'm sure you were all wondering about how my new cat is doing, and I'm happy to report that she's doing really great. She just got spayed this morning, so got her back from the vet.
Baby cat.
She's in the cone, you know. It's not good vibes, but she's doing great. And she seems to not hate me, which is awesome.
That's the best. That's the most important.
I was really worried she was going to hate me. I don't know where I heard that from, but I was worried. No, she's vibing. She's into it. She wishes that I'd take the cone off, but unfortunately that will not be happening at this time.
Wait, but you can't pay the cat tax. You don't have a camera.
That's damn true. I guess I could send a photo on the Discord chat, but
if you have one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to see the baby.
Me too.
No issue sharing, because she's delightful. She's my pride and joy.
Rest in peace, Gary. My cat just passed away, but
RIP Gary. Aww. Rest in power.
Pour one out for Gary.
RIP for Gary.
But I have no problem seeing cute cats. Like, I wanted to go to a cat cafe today.
She was a stray. She was from the backyard. I don't know where she was
found
from.
You.
But yeah, I was like very much waiting to get a cat, because I was always very much like a cats will find you person. And then she kind of just showed up in the backyard, and then I fed her for a few months, and I was like, oh, it's getting cold.
If you're cold, they're cold.
That's exactly. Uh-huh. So then I built the shelter, and I was like, "The shelter only does so much." So now she's part of the fam.
What's her name?
Her name is Velvet.
Velvet.
She is a little black cat, which you'll see momentarily.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And they gave me the option.
Oh my god! All the reactions on the Mr. Meaty photo.
The no. Whoever tagged me with Mr. Meaty on Twitter, fuck you.
That was me. That was Meg.
I would get Oolong banned if I had access to that account.
Oh my god, I'm so glad you said that. I almost just tweeted fuck you, Meg, in response.
I'm really glad I didn't.
Fine.
I'll tweet it real quick.
It's my birthday. You could be mean to me. That's what I want.
Only Robbie is trusted with the Twitter. None of us can have it.
It's giving me the want to read this article first warning when I go to retweet it.
Are you sure
you
want to
just be spreading
this
Mr. Meaty misinfo right now?
Yeah. Mr. Meaty misinformation. It's non-canon. I am also of the belief that cats find you.
That is very true.
I told my cat, because I'm also... Oh, she's so cute, I love her. I told my cat to send me a little black cat. But she's so cute.
She's cute.
Shout out to your kitty.
I appreciate that. I'll let her know. That'll mean the world to her. I really appreciate you saying that. All right, let me get a sip of water, then I'm gonna be ready to roll back into it.
Implying that we're not keeping everything that just happened in the podcast.
The teaser.
You wanna keep in the podcast the 5-minute almost silent bit where we're just talking about my cat photo? That's what you want to keep in the audio medium of the podcast?
I'm sure there's something in there we can use. I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I don't
get
believe
your damn water. Get
I
your
drank
damn
it.
Water.
I drank it. Quietly,
Jacob,
like a professional.
Jacob, I think it's time for some music.
Wow. Holy shit.
Hey, welcome to Newsic. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's music news. Jacob, take it away.
Jacob, take it away. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean, Jacob, take it away? What is that?
All righty. So we got some news. I want to say today. It was within the last like day or two, right? I'm pretty sure it was today. Robbie, you've got some big stuff that's been happening, huh? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm working at No Earbuds now.
Woo! Yeah. That's honestly
right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. Yep.
That's right. Very correct. That's honestly so fucking sick.
Oh, thank you. It's super sick. I'm going through my emails now of all the bands who sent me stuff today.
that's so good. I'm sure you have probably a lot, so good luck with that.
Yeah, No, it's all. Yeah, no. No, I'm super hyped. I'm at a loss of words every time trying to talk about it. But I'm super excited.
That's very cool. Yeah, I mean, as you should be. I mean, frankly, like, aside from all joking and shit, like, whatever, that is very, very sick, and I think it's a really cool accomplishment.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking about, I think Robin had sent that to us earlier in our group chat. We were talking about saying something on the show about it, and our buddy Keelan was not familiar with No Earbuds and, like, didn't know who Jamie Coletta was. So it was so nice to, like, impart to him that little bit of, like, lore from the scene or whatever. And I always, whenever I'm, like, find myself describing, like, No Earbuds or her work or anything, I always find myself describing it as, like, to me, like, just the ideal way to be doing things. Like, that's someone who I think is at the top of their game, doing it the way it should be done, and, like, to fully respect what they're doing. So honestly,
no, it's so incredibly hard explaining what No Earbuds is to somebody who isn't like in the scene. Even to somebody like in the scene, because No Earbuds is such like a more of like a concept than like PR company or like a marketing company or anything like that. So it's super like, I don't know, like explaining it to my current coworkers or trying to explain it to like family is like, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's difficult.
I can imagine. That's not always the easiest thing. Yeah, so basically I'm doing like a bunch of online stuff for a bunch of bands. Well, I mean, sincerely, that's very sick. Congratulations. And that I'm sure that's nothing but good things ahead. So that's hopefully incredibly sick. I mean, that's what's going on in the news, right? Nothing else happened in the news music.
Robin, I think that means music's over.
That was music.
That was the shortest music we've ever done, but we wanted to extend our congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We have nothing else to talk about, so.
Did Hey Illy do the song for that too? Because it sounds
That was actually Barely March, and that was two separate songs.
The
second half has an oboe and it's a little
different. So. Yeah, two fully unique an intro and an outro for that kind of throwaway bit that we then had to
it came
make
up
a
as
regular
a bit on the episode, and now we actually like you. He was like, "No, I'm gonna do this."
And then the absolute sweetheart that Chris is did it, and now we are forced to do this segment as a regular part of the show because we have a theme that rocks. So yeah, we just do music now. I fucking guess. But you guys, as far as like Oolong goes, have been up to a lot of cool shit. Obviously, the first, I mean, you know, major thing I think was the album you did About Your Imaginary Friend back in 2020, and that was I correct me if I'm wrong, the first big release, maybe like a single something beforehand, but that was like the first major release you guys did. And then I know you guys did the Fatal Four Way recently and put out a few songs on that, but I'm going interviewer mode. What's next? You know, what's on the horizon?
well, we got something coming out with the fucking
you got it yeah no, you got it
yeah. Weather Day,
yeah, that's it.
Camp Trash Weather Day, that's gonna be mad fun.
Yeah,
and then I think we're doing We have an EP type of deal planned. Like, we don't know. We don't really know what it's going to be yet, but we have like another kind of full release, like on our own plan. But whatever it's going to become, it's sort of like, in a way, it's kind of just up to Vinny. Like,
very fair.
I believe if all goes according to plan, the last time we talked about it, so the split is coming out like February, like late February, and then that's the EP is hopefully going to come out like April or May.
That's so sick. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of shit in quick succession. But that's the way to do it, honestly. I mean, if you have it and are like, I mean, looking to get out there, fucking do it. That's sick. That's the way to do it. So absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned Camp Trash and Weather Day, because I was kind of curious a little bit. I could be wrong, and I don't know how much it ties into the band itself, but I feel like you guys are not only now participants in the podcast genre, but peers and professionals along with us. Who's doing the podcast with them? What is the, is it a Dungeons and Dragons podcast? What is that?
Yeah, it's me and Jesse. It's like for the split.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, like I can send you like the artwork and stuff. But yeah, it's like for the split, like leading up to it. And the last couple of weeks we were supposed to record and I just wouldn't text anybody. And then every time I would message somebody, they would be busy, so we couldn't do it that week or something. So now Thursday, we're finally recording again.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully get on track. Yeah.
Good, good. I saw that there was one episode out and I didn't listen to it yet. I have never listened to any kind of like game show, not like game show, fucking like tabletop, like you know what I'm saying?
A tabletop RPG in the vein of like D&D and stuff.
Yeah, but I've never listened to like a show surrounding that. So I'm kind of interested to see how that turns out. And I was also very interested to see with it being with a bunch of different sick band people. So I got to keep my my ears peeled for that. That's very sick.
Yeah. No, that split has gone through so many iterations in the last like 2 years. Because I think I started planning it like the summer of 2020.
Yeah. A great time to be planning things as far as
things are concerned. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah. Good for you guys. I'm glad that that's finally dropping, and I'm glad that we're getting some traction with that. Because it's something that Robin says a lot, but like, you got to just throw all your eggs into a bunch of different baskets to see what works. So get in the podcast game, you know, do whatever you can, get that shit out there. That rocks. That's a very cool thing. And I look forward to hearing that along with the split as it comes out. So.
And there was the first long, awkward pause. Congratulations. You made it further than anybody.
Yeah, that's true. That was probably
further than I really wasn't expecting many awkward pauses. If anyone knows, like, pretty much any of us, we don't. All right. All right, Robin. we don't really stay quiet for very long. I think me and Vinny could probably talk for hours at a time without even talking.
They don't stop. We don't stop.
Yeah, Vinny just does not stop talking. Like, once you're within proximity to Vinny,
me and Vinny together is just too much for the average person.
He's like a mob in WoW, like a mob in WoW, where it's like you get too close to him, like you get within a certain parameter, it's like, hey, you get attacked. Not literally, but verbally. And not attacked, but he talks.
It's like an Elder Scrolls game where the screen gets capped and like just you zoom in on a face and conversation immediately starts. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That rocks. I wonder then, I mean, you might be able to answer this. Does that translate as well into the group chat? Like, is that always as popping or quiet on the group chat from Vinny?
Quiet. In the group chat that I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting that he saves it for the real world.
He saves it for the real world.
He'll even tell you himself, he's like not a great texter. And no. Neither am I. I'm not a great texter, but Vinny will tell you himself he's you know,
I'd say like most of us aren't. We're more of like phone call people more than anything, but it's really in person.
Jacob gets so mad whenever I call him on the phone.
That is so horrifying. I don't like getting to be a phone call person. Oh, are you
Jesse
out of your
calls
mind?
Me, Jesse calls me.
I call
like,
Meg a lot. Yeah.
Jesse calls me a lot. Like Jesse calls me a lot. Like, and it's. I mean, and we had a 20-minute phone call today.
Yeah. Yo, I'll call Matt, and I'll just be like, "Hello." He'd be like, "Yeah, what's up?" I'd be like. I don't know what's going on. I'll talk to you later.
That's the thing. Like, normally, I'd have the 20-minute phone calls with Jesse, too, but that's been the theme recently. Every time he calls me, it's just, hello? And then I'm like, yo, what's up? I don't know what's going on. I'll talk.
Like, if I don't answer Jesse's phone call, like, he'll call my boyfriend, like, right after. And he'll be like, where is Meg? Or where are you guys? Like, you guys want to hang out. What's up? Like he will call Dave, and Dave will be like, "What's up?"
I miss Dave.
That's so funny. Yeah, I do.
Dave's
get,
a man.
I do get really offended if Robin calls me and I'm like going to bed, and I'm like trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, "It is 11:15 p.m. Who do you think you are calling my phone at this hour?" And then our other friend.
Okay, no, I would get mad at that. I go to sleep at like 8 o'clock. This is much past my bedtime.
A lot of the time, it's like a phone call and then a FaceTime and then a text, like, "Hey, I need you," and then a call and then a FaceTime.
And then it's a text for me that just says, "Fuck off, leave me alone. I'm going to bed. Please leave me alone." I'm thinking of bringing up for like the third. I'm bringing him up for like the third time tonight. But our other friend Keelan, has an ongoing bit where he will just call me. He calls me about like almost every day. And the first thing he will say to me in the conversation is, "You never call me anymore." And it's like, he calls me every day. So if I need to
speak to
Keelan, yeah, I don't need to call you. He gets so mad every day.
He's been doing it for
like, I like a good phone call.
Doing all the work.
He's been doing it for like 8 months now. It's been going for so long.
Isn't that great, though? Your friend loves you so much that they're thinking about you enough to call you. I love it. It's great.
He is absolutely wonderful. I mean, listeners of the show will know. Keelan is fucking awesome. Keelan is our good friend. He is the third worm on the cover of the podcast.
Third
because
worm.
While he is not necessarily in the show on every time, he is there in spirit. He is in our hearts. We have talked so many times kind of jokingly about having him be like the Jesse pull that up of the Joe Rogan of our show. I would love to have Keelan just like on the call pulling shit up. And the fact that you guys are sending like photos and shit, memes and shit in the chat just cements that for me. Like it makes me want to have Keelan in here just being like, "Keelan, pull up that show we were talking about." And he's sending, or you know how often he will correct me in hindsight after the show is already out? He'd be like, "You morons."
He's like, "You are such a fucking idiot for not knowing the, again, like geography of something."
Or we'll have someone on who is like an actual musician who will make a reference to something that musicians would know about. And we're just like, "What do you like about your scene?" And he will be like, he will correct us in hindsight and tell us all about this thing in music history that we missed, which if I had any knowledge about what I was doing, would probably talk about on my podcast. But whatever, man. It's also fine to just get in the notes afterwards. Keelan, come on the show. That's what I'm saying. I want Keelan in here.
I'm on the show.
Keelan is Keelan's the best, and we love him.
Fuck yeah, Keelan.
We stand.
Shout out to Keelan.
Shout out, Keelan.
Dan.
Meg, do I have your phone number?
No. Why are you going to call me now?
You want to give it to me right here on the podcast?
Yeah, I'll dock myself on the podcast.
Can you guys bleep it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Private message you.
Just say it out loud real quick. What? 6:31?
Wait, no, I want it on a t-shirt that you wear and then
have you seen those shirts?
Isn't there a Short Fiction shirt where they put someone's phone number on it?
Put my phone number on the back of the next Oolong shirt because I need a reason to get a new phone number.
I've like photoshopped my Oolong shirt so many times.
Do the Gary shirt, and then on the back of the Gary shirt, put my phone.
631.
It's not 631. I'm a 516.
What? Oh, is it?
Yeah,
no, I'm not actually. I'm a 631 number.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
You ain't talking to Suffolk County.
Yeah, 516.
516.
There you go. 555 555
8675
Come
on. Three, oh. And that's a song too, because it's where it's a music podcast. So that works actually. That's right.
Yeah. That's comedy. Come on.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about 877-393-444. Yeah.
It's actually Cars for Kids. Mm.
I don't remember that at all. Kids. That's not a memory that I have. That must be a local thing.
Cars
for Kids. Call 1-888-8888.
My friend actually just donated their car, and they got like a hotel voucher for a weekend.
Wow, that's sick! What the fuck?
Yeah, imagine you get a whole ass car, and you get a
hotel. I guess a $500 value.
Hotel seems sick though.
Yeah. What if it's a nice hotel?
Mm. Probably would have kept the car.
Yeah. The nicest hotel in like Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, like. It's like California, or no, what is it? Miami, but not the one.
Miami of Ohio?
Yeah.
Honestly, that would suck. Because if you, as someone from Ohio, that place is just filled with like really, really uppity, like super white collar, like super ultra wealthy lib people. It is terrible over there.
Is it? So it's robbable, you'd say?
Yeah, I would say a lot of, because it's also like a college town.
Yeah.
They trust too easy.
Yeah. Oh, they'll leave their cars unlocked for sure.
Oh, perfect. Yo,
looks like we're making a trip up to
Miami.
Like, strangers like love to ask me for directions, even if I've never been somewhere. I guess I just give off that vibe. So I could do it. Let's go.
What do you mean you give off of that vibe? What is that?
I couldn't tell you, man. I've
seen that happen to you too.
You have every time I go out, like someone will ask me for directions or like just random NPC behavior, like side quests will come up to me and it's like, I don't want to do this. The bowling alley. Jesse, you remember the bowling alley? What the fuck was that about?
Oh, the dude?
Yeah, the dude with the ponytail.
Oh, yeah, no, he did approach like, you first, right?
You guys, yeah, he did absolutely approach me first,
I think the problem was, like, before all that happened, I, like, made
the bar.
He was at the bar, I made eye contact with him, and I saw him, like, looking at it, like...
And he imprinted on you.
I think that's... because I have this way... I think I also have a magnet for like the NPC folks because
yeah, like the side quest people.
The side quest dudes.
Every college campus I've been on has been a level of a video game. I swear.
I think it's probably been enough time that we can talk about this on the show, and we might get into it a little bit more on the next episode with Band I Will Not Say, because it will. I don't know. I don't, because it's releasing the week after or whatever, but. We saw, God, it's gonna give it away now. We saw them on tour with Cliff Diver recently. Okay. We got like, attached to the most NPC guy in the entire bar and had like an entire, like, we went out to the show and like to support and like to meet some homies and to say hi. And, we got to hang out with Todd. And Todd was
so there was this guy sitting at a table with Bree from Cliff Diver, and we like walk over and like introduce ourselves. She like hangs out with us for a little bit, and then she turns to this guy who had been talking to her for like probably an hour. Like, we thought maybe he was like an old friend.
Yeah, we thought they were
like
hanging out because they had been talking like the entire time.
So she's like, "These guys have a podcast," and dips. And this guy starts talking to us, and he said, like, "I know producers out in like LA, like they can hook you up, like we can do this," like just starts talking to us about that, starts asking us questions. We literally left the patio and went inside, and he followed us in there.
Yeah.
They always follow you too.
Oh, wait, no, I'm finding the picture of the guy that followed us in the bowling alley and next to Jesse, and it was the one of the, like, the creepiest, like, NPC moments. Usually they're pretty pleasant. They're like, hi, do you know where, like, this is? And I'm like, I don't know where I am. I'm just here. Like, I've never been here before.
He, like, just invited himself to sit down with us and hang out. He said, was asking us weird questions.
Yes.
Like,
he
what?
Said specifically, we seemed like cool people. And he was like, you guys, he literally gave us the, you hang out here often.
Hmm.
I was like, I've never been to this bowling alley, no, and now I don't plan on coming back.
I've now cemented that I will not be coming back. Thank you for asking. If you were wondering, now I will not be coming back.
A picture of you, because our guy took a picture of us. Not with us.
Well, I took a picture of him, so maybe I'm the creepy one here. I'm the creep, because
I was trying to smooth talk him to get away from me, and like, so Meg took a picture of me talking to him. It was actually a pretty good picture.
I'm going to send it in a sec.
We were hanging out at the show after the set had ended, and you know, like, talking to a few people were loading out or whatever, trying to get shit packed up, and he was still just, like, kind of hanging out and talking to us. And then it was, like, their last night of tour together, so all the bands got on stage to take a photo together, and were, you know, posing and shit, and people were taking photos or whatever from the back of the venue. And he walked up and also took his own photo of, like, the touring party.
Whoa.
And then came back and took a photo of the two of us. And like just on his phone for himself. Like, I never got the photo. Like, it's just floating out there somewhere. On his phone.
Yeah, like, I swear to God, I thought the guy said, can I get a photo with you? But he said, can I get a photo of you?
And then he just took a photo of him. Oh, shit.
You're in a scrapbook somewhere.
Hey, he's sending it to his producer.
Yeah, he's
friend.
Sending it. He said that he could get us hooked up with, like, a deal. And I was like, I'm just kind of fucking with him. And I was like, I would only do that for, like, Joe Rogan money. And he's like, we can do that. Like, 3-4 mil easily. He's like, it's not a problem. We can do that really easily. And I was like, I so distinctly remember, because I think Robin was pretty much just tuned out of the conversation at this point, not listening at all. But I remember very distinctly at this point being like, dude, we have like 35 listeners. Like, I don't know what, you actually are talking about, but. And he, like, was completely unfazed by that and continued to just be like, yeah, it's no problem. We can absolutely hook you up. So.
Yeah, we get the marketing involved. Like, we got this.
Yeah. I don't know. So I guess we'll see. I guess maybe if Todd pulls through, like, I don't know. I'll let you guys know if Todd's legit.
You're going to get. You're going to get, like, a letter in the mail in a few weeks, and it's gonna be like, it's not going to have any return address on it. It's just going to say, from Todd. And then it's going to be a check for, like, $4 bill. They're going to be like, yeah, but we got you in.
There you go. That's the picture of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Oh,
yeah. There he is.
Oh, wow.
Look at that that like ponytail mohawk.
Yeah, what is that? I'm really intrigued by the hairstyle.
This guy
I
was
also
scary.
Think, like I don't know.
Dave's
also,
face.
I'll just say, Jesse, your posture is very, like, open. Like, you look like you want to talk to this guy. You were not doing a good job of, like, you've got the beer in the hand next to him. You're smiling.
I was intrigued at first.
I'm gonna make an argument, though. You see his upper body is, like, open, turned towards this man, but towards the legs, you can see the legs are crossed.
The legs are ready to go.
His feet are pointing away from him, so you can defer that, like, he's kind of half and half. Like, I don't know if this man is dangerous.
It's kind of hard
fully
to describe.
Ready to pivot the other direction.
It's tough to describe.
Yeah,
do
a swing bottle. Like,
the whole bottom half of the body is faced in the opposite direction from the top.
Yeah.
And I can't quite figure out, like, physically how, but I'm impressed. Nonetheless.
Will he? Won't he?
Yeah,
I have photographic evidence.
So cool.
The weirdest thing he did, though, is
kiss you.
He asked me, like, yo, if you guys don't want me. Oh, wait, did I completely cut you off?
No, sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Keep going.
Fuck. Now I feel bad.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know. Got it. Oh, man.
I'm gonna let whoever finish. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, hold on. Everyone who can.
Oh, I don't need to smoke anymore. It's been a long day of that for me. I went to Build-A-Bear this morning.
So. Oh, yeah. Great. Do you have your guy with you?
What?
Your Build-A-Bear.
What about my Build-A-Bear? Yeah. The roller skates. I have it with me. Is that the one?
Yeah, what kind of animal did you get?
Ooh. Wow.
I got the pink frog.
Nice.
Yo.
Cute. She's got roller skates.
Like the iridescent skates. That rocks.
Of course. And she's got a little birthday princess t-shirt on.
Oh.
I am 23 today.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we shouted it out on the pod yet, but happy birthday, Meg.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hey, Meg. Oh my god, thank you so much. I feel old.
Do you? How is it?
Yeah, I have a full head of gray hair and degenerative disorder in my back.
Can you warn me about anything?
Yeah, as soon as you turn 23, a piece of you dies. You feel it as soon as you wake up.
That's true.
As soon as you wake up.
You feel it. It's physically inside of you. It will never go away.
Yeah, it's like it's literally a piece of your L4 in your back.
Yeah, and every year after you lose another disc.
Yeah, and you get shorter. That's what my mom says. So.
Yep.
Oh yeah. I can't afford much.
So. Yeah, I'm a whole inch taller than Vinny. I have to hold on to that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I need 1 second. I need to go spray down my brother.
All good.
I don't know what that means. Spray that, bro. But feel free.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Hey, spray down your bro. This is a safe space. You can spray down your bro in here. There's no judgment.
Johnny Silver needs a power wash.
Johnny Silver needs a power wash.
While Jesse's gone, it's so funny that he didn't cut anybody off and still has refused to say what he was going to say.
He took care of himself.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, sometimes they do that. You know, just
sometimes you don't have to spray them down.
I feel so bad.
Hey, sometimes they spray you down.
Yeah, at least I didn't need to shave his back.
R.I.P. John Silver.
Yeah, he's playing VR in the living room.
VR shit seems like it would rock. I've never tried it myself, but it seems like you really have to have a lot of space to do it.
That's my problem with it. I don't have enough room at all.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's, like, I don't know, my room ain't that big. I actually just made a fuck ton of space, like, maybe an hour ago. I moved my dresser. But before that, I really had maybe, like, 6 feet by 5 feet, and it was, like, just enough.
I have my bed directly behind my computer desk, and, like... just like a whole bunch of shits around on top of just being like unorganized and messy and lazy. I just barely have any room, like, regardless. I'd need one of those like circular treadmill things that they have for the VR now, like in those facilities.
That'd be,
like,
so cool. On some real Aperture Science shit. Like that on for real. That'd be so cool. I wish that was real.
We have a buddy who got like a whole VR rig just to do like simulation NASCAR racing.
Whoa.
That is true.
I do it.
So he's got like the full chair, the steering wheel. He puts the headset on. The first time that he streamed it, you could tell that he was getting like nauseous from all the, because you're driving like 90 miles per hour or some shit, or probably faster. And he like looks out the side of car, comes by him. You can see him go like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like flinching his seat the entire time. That's too much for
me. VR's fucking scary. From the few times I've tried it, it's like, it's scary.
I would imagine.
Like all shit. Like, I even tried playing that Half-Life game in VR at my friend's house, and, like, it was just fucking, like, it was just fucked up. Like, the head crab zombie would be coming at me, and I think he's actually, like, coming for me in real life, and I'm like...
Yeah. The downside of VR is that you need a lot of space for it, but the upside of VR is that there are a lot of videos of people smacking their shit into like walls and tables, and which I would do, but that's the reason I don't play in VR. Also because it's like $1 million to own, but also just because I would probably kill myself accidentally. I would somehow hang myself with the cord of the VR headset. Not sure how, but I would get it twisted fully around myself like a boa constrictor.
I'm shocked I never put a Wiimote through my TV.
Oh, yeah. God,
put on the strap, the little...
Yeah, you gotta stay strapped.
Yeah. No, fucking strap.
Always stay strapped.
No, 100% you had to put the strap on, because when you, if you thought you were gonna be cool and not put the strap on, the game would come up and it would say, remember to put on the strap, and if you didn't, I felt like such an idiot. I was like, well, now I'm asking for it. I had to, like, press the plus to confirm. I have to do it.
Well, so I was playing like Wii tennis and Wii bowling and shit, like probably the most high fucking the most high risk for fucking throwing shit through your TV.
Yeah, the tennis was the worst.
Wii Resort. And you're like a sword battle. That was my game.
Is there a shot put one where you just physically throw the Wii remote as hard as you can?
As hard as you can at Wii.
There should be.
Yeah,
javelining the Wiimote across the room.
Yeah.
I just remember those images from 2009 of like people with their like back when flat screens were still like glass and shit. Like, just seeing people fucking
just the Wiimote sticking out of the TV.
Yeah.
What do you mean when flat screens were glass?
Oh, honestly, I'm high as fuck. I know.
Back when they were glass, I was. Yeah. I mean,
talking about like not like.
I kind of imagine like the older TVs, like the ones that like were like, because my TV now is kind of like the, I don't know, it's like smooth. It's not glass. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's like plasma, right? It's like a plasma screen, like LCD.
It feels like plastic. I don't know what it is. Someone else that's smarter than me, tell me.
I don't know. You're not getting any help from me, unfortunately.
I'm Googling what is an LCD screen.
What is TV?
Gang, we're going to figure out what TV is made of on this episode.
How do they work?
A liquid crystal display. How do they
work? LCD. How does it work?
Liquid crystal material sandwiched between two sheets of glass. So
it's sandwiched.
There's not just one glass, there's two.
It's sandwich.
Well, it's been a great podcast. I'll just see myself.
Liquid crystal material does not seem like it's doing enough heavy lifting to tell me what that is. That doesn't tell me enough information as to how that works. I need to know what liquid crystal material is. It can't just be that. That's not what it's called.
They source it from another planet.
Vibranium.
Yeah. What's the really shitty Avatar one called? Unobtainium?
Yeah.
Unobtainium, please.
Is that seriously a thing?
That's what the Avatar one is called. That they were trying to get out of the planet called Pandora.
They go to the planet Pandora to find Unobtainium.
that is really true.
Phenomenal writing. Yeah. Definitely deserving of all the films
that
are. It's
crazy to me
out.
That people say that those movies are good now.
That's the best movie of all time, and then they fuck by putting their like weird little fingertails together or some shit.
Yeah.
They like intertwine their ponytails.
It was at the end of their ponytails, they twirl them together, and that's how they have sex.
All I know is, like, my parents brought me to see it, and it was in 3D, but I can't see 3D because I'm blind in my left eye. So all I saw was, like, this weird-ass movie up close where it cuts off the screen. I was like, this is fucking stupid. Why am I here?
That seems like a lot of wasted money on tickets if the 3D is not even hitting for you. That's crazy.
No, it's so, I don't think they realize, like, you need both of your eyes to see 3D.
That's so insane to me.
I'm like, what the hell? Mom and dad.
They forgot.
They forgot.
When your parents forget you're disabled.
No, that or they're just like, well, we're seeing the fucking 3D one. Like, I don't know where she's going. But like,
they literally pulled a shut the fuck up.
She's going to see the regular one regardless, but
yeah.
I mean, we'll see the 3D one, so.
What's that cat's name?
Cat Cam. We got a cat on the cam.
Hey.
He's not very, he's not the friendliest of cats. But
he's not the most social.
It's okay. When I got my cat,
he's friendly to me.
He literally bit me all the time. Like when he was a kitten, he would bite all the time.
Yeah.
He was a mean ass cat, but then he ended up being the best cat. So.
Yeah, my sister's cat like mauls her. It's like one of like the little tiny like stray black cats, like was fully feral before she took it in.
It will beat your ass.
Mm-hmm. Just having like claw marks all down her arms. We're like, what are you doing?
I have a scar on the side of my face from a cat, like from a kitten. Like they will, they will destroy you.
Yeah, they don't know they're a stray. Especially my new little black cat. She's just a little demon. She's like a void demon. She's destruction.
She's so cute.
She's cute, but she's destruction wherever she goes.
Shout out to Velvet.
Yeah, shout out to Velvet. Oh, yeah. That's true. She's on the recovery. She's on the lamb. She's no, that's a different thing. That means she's gonna be arrested. That's a different thing.
She's on the lamb.
There is a warrant out for Velvet the cat.
That's a different thing. That means she's wanted.
Velvet, she's not you're a criminal. Gonna get swatted.
Yeah, swat my cat.
I think we have time for another quick segment, right? We have a couple minutes.
Do we have? I mean, it feels like we did all the segments we have. Do we have another segment?
I had one I kind of wanted to sprinkle in.
Okay, do your segment.
So this is going to be Robin's concert safety tip of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We had a nice chat about crowd surfing. I'm old. I've done it. I have had bad experiences with it, and I see a lot of people doing it a little recklessly. What we decided last time was you got to do, like, the T pose, like Christ on the cross, just, like, let people, like, gently move you along. If you're flailing, you're kicking, not great.
Yeah.
Related to crowd surfing, I wanted to talk today about stage diving. Pay attention to the gear. Like, I've seen people, like, they get up on the stage and they're like running across and your foot gets caught on like the little cord, you pull the microphone over and it's a whole to do for everybody. Yeah. Like when you get up, you know, maybe you do like a wave to the band or something. I don't know. Whatever you want to do, have your fun. And then look at the crowd. Make sure they're ready for you before you jump.
Stay like, in front of the monitors, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or go around behind the lead singer. Sorry to cut you off. Go on.
No, you're good. You're good. I want the input because I'm not in a band. Yeah, I am in a band, but I see it a lot. And yeah. I see when it goes really well, and I see when it gets a little hectic for the people up there.
In my head, so, I've definitely and I don't know if I've ever actually seen it in person, but in my head it's like the guy two-stepping across the stage and then he gets caught up like foot in the cord and then three other people fall down as a result of it because they're all connected by wires. And it's a nightmare. And then, like Robin said, I feel like a lot of the times people nowadays are just kind of jumping wherever. I feel like you really do have to put some thought into where you're, like, landing.
Contact with at least one guy.
Yeah, it's like, insane to me that people will just fucking go. They'll just go.
And like some people have their like hands up already. It's like just look for those folks, like the people who've got their at least they're ready to kind of catch something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like if I'm up in there, I'm like indicating to you that I'm ready to hold your body weight. I'm not like because I don't want anybody to like fall. I don't know.
I was just gonna say I shouldn't be the one like giving tips on stage diving safety since I used to be like the hardcore kid at shows that would just do like flips into the crowd. And I'm 24.
Look kind of cool. So that's also actually something to consider because that looks very cool when you.
Yeah, you got to get those cool black and white photos.
That's what I always thought. Oh, I'll get on a Hate 5-6 video.
Exactly, literally that.
But like now, now I'm thinking about it, it's like, it was pretty inconsiderate of me to like do shit like that because I'm like front flipping into people, like my fucking legs just like coming down on someone. Like,
did you have any like bad experiences with that? Yeah. Like, did you ever land ass down? Like,
100%, like full on, like ass down. It was actually during Angel Dust show in New Jersey in 2015. I went with Vinny and our friend. And I remember we were seeing Angel. It was Angel Dust, my first time ever seeing them. I was going fucking crazy. I kept stage diving, and like I think there's actually video of it still out there. If I find it, I'll send it or something. But like,
hell yeah.
But I did this thing where I jumped off the stage and kind of did like a cannonball type of thing where I just kind of brought my legs up and hope to God someone catch me. I literally, crowd opens up into a perfect hole and I drop right in. My legs up. Thankfully my head up, but it was like my legs were kind of bent towards my head.
Yeah.
And like I just dropped into the middle of the crowd just ass first on the concrete. And I was like,
oh no.
I was like, oh, I probably slipped the disc from that shit. I'm never doing that again, and stage diving for the rest of the fucking night.
You were like IRL Mario ground pounding.
That's what it looked like. It looked like I just straight up did a ground pound.
That's so sick. I love that. That's honestly the coolest hardcore move I've ever heard. So that actually rocks. I'm actually for it now.
It looked cool going like in the air, but like hitting the ground didn't feel as cool.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that looked like from like the back of the crowd.
It looked like I just got like sucked into the crowd by like a ethereal force. Just like,
that's one of those ones where like the old guy in the back of the crowd, like me, is like sitting back there with the beer watching the people do it. Like that's one of the ones where I'm like, that's not going to go well. And then it's like, ooh. And then it goes,
oh, it didn't go like, well. Oh, it didn't go well.
You're making sure there's like a security guy nearby just in case. Like,
yeah.
What was it? I remember at Super Bowl, I saw like Brody had a good stage dive, but I saw Brody from Blue Deputy and Mind Goblin. I saw them. They like ran like during like the fast part of Miller's. Right towards the end, I saw them run like directly past my amp, like slip in sweat on the stage.
Oh no!
That was probably my sweat. And then I saw them like just go over, and I was like, "Oh, okay, they made it."
Yeah.
Damn! Big rip! Big rip!
Big rip! R.I.P. Brody.
Any more tips for prospective stage divers out there? The kids in the scene looking to do it and do it right.
I think you covered a lot of the best tips. Just like, you know, look for people who look to be ready to catch you and, you know, try not to jump into any holes in the crowd and, you know, wait a couple of seconds, like give it a few seconds. If you see someone go up, wait a couple of seconds. If nobody goes up, then you go. Like I've been to so many shows where they're just like, it's like stage diver, stage diver, stage diver, stage diver, and then another stage diver, and they're just going in rapid succession, sometimes multiple on stage at once. And you know, it looks cool, but I feel like, you know, people should look out for that more, because people don't want to be overwhelmed every few seconds if they're up in the
front,
people jumping off stage.
Yeah, give them a second to like recover, catch their breath, like dust themselves off, and then.
And one thing I will say, being in a band that, like, finally playing a show where people have, like, stage dived to our music, like, that was, like, from the band's perspective, like, that's the coolest fucking
hell yeah.
Ever
fuck
seen.
Yeah.
Just people jumping off the stage. Like, I was just, I couldn't stop smiling. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's such a cool thing, and we never want to, like, we don't want to keep anybody from having fun the way that they want to have fun. We're just here to make sure that they're doing it the right way. So,
right.
Oh yeah.
This has been Robin and Oolong's concert safety tip of the day.
That's true. That's true. Well, I much appreciate that. Gang, I feel like we're getting near the end of it here. And generally the way that we sort of round these episodes out is by asking if...
Are there any new bands I should know about?
Guys, is there any music that you've been listening to that you would want to recommend to people? If you need to, like, you know, pull up Spotify or something, feel free. No shame. I get it. I'm there. But, you know, what have you been fucking with? What would you point people towards? What are you recommending?
See, I'm going to have to pull up my Spotify probably, but, I mean, I'll give a rec right off the bat. Mind Goblin's sick.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Hey Illy's coming out with a I hope it's okay that I say their name like that, because I like that. But they're coming out with an LP or something like that. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think we were texting about it in the group chat today. I think they said LP is it LP2? I think Internet Breath was LP1, I want to say.
Yeah, so too.
So yeah, I believe that's the case. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, that's coming out. I would very much second that.
I've basically only been listening to like shit that No Ears is putting out, or No Earbuds is putting out, and like
No Ears,
whatever band send me. But other than that, like I listen to a lot of Oso Oso.
Hell yeah!
Oh, I love Oso Oso.
I just love Oso Oso so much.
I really, really do find myself coming back to that most recent album a lot. That's really a comfort
that's
album.
It's a good album.
For me.
Yeah. They're really from Long Island.
Really
Long
solid. Island. Really? Let's I didn't go. Know that. That's sick. Yeah. Hell yeah.
They're from Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Yeah. Love Long Beach. It's like a small
X-box.
California in New York.
That's sick. That's very cool.
Very cool spot.
I was listening to
Plague Skater. Listen to Plague Skater.
Yeah, Plague Skater's sick.
Hey.
I was listening to Sam Beck's solo project yesterday.
Well, Sam Beck's solo stuff is so sick.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's still vibe.
What is Sam Beck up to nowadays? I haven't. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Seasonal is a great song by Sam Beck.
Yeah. He's doing the Remo stuff.
Yeah, okay. He was
with Remo.
I think I did hear that actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Speaking of that, there's probably some stuff I should talk to Oolong about.
doing the manager Zoom call thing, being like, can you stay on after the Zoom call? Yeah, I need to discuss.
You plugging someone? I'm going to plug an indie artist.
Whoa.
So, Leith Ross.
Who's that?
I don't know. Look them up.
I don't even know how to fucking spell it.
Yeah, give me the elevator pitch. What do you mean?
Leith space Ross. Mm-hmm. They make amazing sad songs.
Oh, Leith Ross.
When you want to be sad, they make nice music. Okay.
I do. I do want to be. I like both of those things.
I like being sad.
Yeah,
I like
being sad and like hearing nice music. Those are two of my favorite things.
Their voice is amazing. I love that.
How did you find them?
Their artistry, they're amazing. I found them actually. Someone reposted their like a TikTok of theirs, but I saw it on Instagram. So they have a pretty big TikTok following, but they had reposted one of my friends' like GoFundMe's. So they're really cool. They help.
Cute.
They help their communities. Yeah. And they're really cool.
Jesse, you're on TikTok yet?
Saw me.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Slumlord Silver.
Yeah.
You're on there. No. You gotta.
Oh yeah, no. Did you ever get the username and password?
Did you? You said you. I can give it to you. You said you wanted to make your own account.
Bleep it out.
Oh yeah.
With my phone number.
I'll text it to you after this.
I feel like Robbie's gonna sign me up for a bunch of like schemes.
I don't even have your phone number.
I messaged it to you.
Oh, did you on what?
Discord.
Oh, what? We're in a podcast.
We're kind of doing something.
Isn't that what this app is for, to do many things at once? Am I wrong for that? I just wasn't going to drop it in the whole chat. Yeah.
the other night we're us, me, Equipment, and Ellie Hart were on Instagram Live, and we were just like posting our addresses and phone numbers in the chat.
Oh shit!
I got my TikTok banned for doxing someone by accident.
What the fuck? Is that true?
How do you do it by accident?
Because I said something about their the high school that we went to, and then they reported comment as a joke for doxing, and then got my account taken down. And I had few thousand likes on
one sec. I gotta make a phone call. One sec.
Are you kidding, Robbie? Come on.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Robbie. I'm making sure it wasn't fake.
I want to give you a prank 516 number.
It's the Rickroll number.
Yeah.
Give me my Google Voice number.
Gave you the Pizza Hut phone number.
Just put that on the back of the Oolong shirt, but don't actually, because my mom would get really mad.
I will.
She'd be like, "What?"
It'd be so sick. It'd be such a sick shirt.
Just change one digit. Make it my change one digit.
That's a great idea. I think it would
be a joke.
I think I'm gonna post Robin's information publicly. I think that's a great idea.
What'd you say?
That's not a great idea. Please don't do that. Like, before I met my current partner, Dave, it was always a joke that Vinny was going to get on stage at the Oolong shows and, like, give my number out. Because I was at the merch table. And I'm like, don't do that.
Come on tour with us and we'll do it every night.
I don't.
You're gonna need to get a lot of new phones.
we just buy you a burner at every.
That'd be so sick.
You answer one phone call and then throw it away.
That would actually be kind of sick because you can do the whole dramatic, like snapping the phone and throwing it away after every single phone call.
Yeah,
that's kind of tight, actually. That sounds like the way to live.
A stupid fucking hat. Horrible. Please don't put my number on a t-shirt.
It would be funny. It would be hard.
Can I give you my brother's number?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Why don't give me...
we put Vinny's phone number on a t-shirt?
That we could do. I feel like
not tell him.
He wouldn't even notice.
On the back of the Oolong shirt, if you want to talk about music theory. Yeah. Call me.
No, I feel like if we put Jesse's phone number on the back of a t-shirt, it would get the most use.
100%. Because
I don't think you would mind Jesse.
Hey, right into the show and tell us whose phone number you want on the back of the shirt.
Yeah.
Tell us whose phone number you would like the most. And we will
make that. Make a poll.
We should make
but my home address.
we should make it like an elaborate treasure hunt where we put coordinates on the back of a t-shirt and we bury a box at the coordinates and then that box has another paper with more coordinates in it and then it leads you to another box that leads you to a phone number.
Doing the full Nathan for You scavenger hunt with a bunch of people just trying to find a phone number.
If we're ever beefing with someone on the timeline, I DM them my home address. nobody has showed up yet though, but I'm prepared.
That's so good. That's incredible. What a power move.
Well, gang.
Yeah,
I think that about does it.
That probably about does it. Jesse, did we get a ban for you, or do you have one? Did I forget?
Are you pressuring everybody?
I'm sorry.
To, like,
I just want everybody. I want to make sure everyone's included. Like, if you don't have one, it's fine.
Does it need to be within like?
No, it doesn't need to be within anything. You can just whatever you're listening to, whatever the fuck. What
yeah,
do you,
no,
what
I got back into this guy called Jerk Curb. Pretty cool. It's
what
like,
is it?
Hard to explain. I honestly
fair
don't know.
Right, fair enough. Like,
Most of the best music is hard to explain.
I'd say it's smooth. It's smooth. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Hold on.
It's smooth.
Who's Pony posting in the chat? What is that?
What is that?
What does that text say?
No. Do you guys like to call yourselves a couple?
That's horrifying.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's Twilight Sparkle and fucking Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Viper.
Shout out Viper. Did you listen to Viper yet, Jesse?
I listened to him a little bit.
So good.
I haven't gotten far though.
His discography is hard to get through.
What's Viper? Is this who you're plugging for the segment?
Viper is a rapper. Viper has like, I think in 2015 Viper released like 1500 albums.
You're serious?
Fucking incredible.
1500 albums.
I'm gonna be honest with you, that's not what I expected you to say.
Some of the album covers are like really poorly cropped, scantily clad with like.
I was incorrect.
Now I need to post Lil B album covers.
In 2015, he released 262 albums, but in his whole career, he's released 1,500. So he makes good music.
Wow.
Quantity and quality. That's the way to do it.
Lil B used to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I might be able to scheme
awesome, like 40,000 other people, but he didn't end up following me.
Yeah, my account got deleted, so rip that. But he did follow me at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told Rob Portman to fall off a boat.
50% of this chat.
I'm scrolling through, and I could be wrong. I'm realizing that it seems like he took a lot of these photos on the same day, Viper.
Yeah.
These seem to be from one shoot.
Well, he made the 1,500 albums in one day.
He made what? 30 albums that day.
I used to make this one. I'm so using this one. There's no way. There's no way I'm not using these.
You just tell people to listen to that album.
I don't know. We've now recommended like 10 albums from Viper.
How do you pronounce Illinois?
You a stupid idiot.
Oh, man.
Please. I love them.
Oh, no. The problem is that I could absolutely just look at these all night. Like, I could just sit and stare at these.
Do you think he does cameos?
I hope so.
You a stupid idiot and you are such an idiot are two different releases. And you're so stupid. Wait, you are an idiot? And you are such an idiot are two different releases.
Be like, have I done You're an Idiot yet as an album? Yes, I have. Okay. Well, that's the only idea that I have. So how do I phrase that a little bit differently?
Well, you know, when your friend gives you the notes, but you don't want to plagiarize.
Yeah.
That's a really good little one. Yeah, this album has like I think 101 songs on it.
Oh my god.
What?
I still have yet to listen to 05 Fuck 'em in its entirety.
Oh, I've done it front to back multiple times.
Oh my god.
Your Spotify Wrapped is like Lil B. You are in the top 0.
Yeah, yeah,
0,
no, but point that exactly. I was.
5 hours and 30 minutes is the runtime on that one.
Yeah, Lil B.
Good lord.
Lil B is my most listened to every year. But only because, like, I'll shuffle my library and he has too much music. I'll, like, download, like, 3 mixtapes. Mm-hmm. And that's half my fucking library.
Your entire library.
Like,
that's great.
This one's got 101. There's one that's got like 78. Like, multiple are, most of them are around that many. But
hell yeah. So your plug is Lil B. That's what you recommend. Yeah, I think that everything he does is good. You stand by all of his actions and agree with everything he says.
Shout out Lil B.
Okay, that's on the record. No, okay, that's good to know.
Not.
I'll write that down. That's good. Okay, awesome. Perfect.
You guys, Lil B's on the new Just Friends song.
That's true. Oh fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah. We need to add that to our little playlist, Robin. I added a few Just Friends songs, but I forgot about that one. Are we gonna release that at some point?
I don't know.
We made a little wrap up playlist of like all the bands that we were either had on the podcast or liked that released stuff in 2021. And I feel like it's too late. I feel like the opportunity. It's like the third today, the fourth? It's like too late already. Twitter's moved on.
We'll just do a big dump at the end of 2022.
Yeah.
Why don't you get Lil B on our song, Robbie?
I can genuinely figure out how they got Lil B.
Oh, 100%.
I now have a connection to Just Friends.
You now can genuinely figure out how they got
Lil B. Yeah, it's like a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Do you have any connections to 100 Gex? Because we've been trying to get them on.
Really? Oh,
just kidding. Probably,
I mean, that's like the white whale. Of course, that's a huge long shot. That's like.
Have you seen them live?
No. I would love.
I have.
Ugh.
I have seen them.
I'm jealous.
When did you see them?
Yeah. What is that? What's that show like?
I saw them at Madison Square Garden. It was the. Okay, I think this was kind of before they got super super big. At least in our era, at least in New York, because the crowd had no idea what was going on once the tree came out.
Wow.
This was like before there was one person with like a DS in the crowd. It wasn't a DS. It was, I think it might have been a Switch, and they were playing Super Smash Bros.
Oh yeah.
In the crowd, like before they came on. But they had like mass technical difficulties, so it really wasn't like the best show. But I did see them; it was still very fun. The crowd had no idea who the fuck they were, though.
Were they? So they weren't. It wasn't their show then. They were like just opening.
Oh no, sorry. They were opening for Brockhampton.
Oh,
that rocks.
So my friend had just asked me like if I wanted to go to a show, and I had no idea who it was, and I had never been to Madison Square Garden for a show. So I was like, yeah, sure. I want to just visit it as a venue. And we ended up being in Pitt, and it was the roughest crowd I've ever been to. Wow. And I've been to like, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, I've been to hardcore shows, but like I literally have been to hardcore shows, and the crowd was just disrespectful. It was horrible. I was getting the shit beat out of me in that crowd.
That's crazy
shit.
I mean, hardcore shows, like, it is a vibe, but they also, like, will take care of you. Like, if you fall down on a hardcore pit, people will pick you up.
Yeah, like, they'll pick you up. No, like, Brockhampton, they were stepping on people. It was
that's
bad.
That's crazy to me. That's so, that's next Robert, that next Robin's concert safety tip of the week is to not step on people when you are at shows
always
anymore.
Pick up your friends when they fall.
My girlfriend is, like, completely, totally scarred and now, like, kind of against going to shows in the future. Just completely from Astroworld and like everything that came out after that happened. She's like got mad anxiety about being in crowds now, just from reading about that, which like, frankly, I get.
Yeah.
That shit was despicable.
No, that was absolutely insane.
Yeah. Fucking rough situation.
It's fucked up. That's like the Brockhampton show was like that when I was reading about it, like that feeling of, cause they described like the crowd surge, I guess. And like, you're not standing on your own 2 feet, like you're only up because you're smushed with the people next to you, and that's what the Brockhampton like crowd was like where I was standing, because I was right next to the barricade.
Jesus,
very, very scary. Like, I genuinely was super scared. I was on the verge of tears, I will admit, because I was scared. I couldn't get out. I'm not the tallest person in the world, and I just like really wanted to just get out. Once a slower song came on and people kind of calmed down, like I ran out of there. I was like, goodbye, I'm out. And I stood next to Paul Rudd.
Hell yeah. That
Paul Rudd was there.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Fuck yes.
Scariest moment of my life became better when Ant-Man was there.
Was he like in it for that too, or did he leave when it got rough?
I'm like literally stuttering. It's the Hulu Theater in Madison Square Garden, so it's like the smaller segment of MSG, has sort of like the pit area with the seats in the back, if I'm describing that correctly. So you kind of have the option to just be in the back if you want. He was in the back with like a whole security team, so not involved.
And then Paul Rudd was like in the Brockhampton pit.
Oh my god, imagine. He was just insane. Like around in the pit.
Like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life, but yes.
No, Paul Rudd was not. He was not.
Sweet.
He was there. Robbie.
What?
Just saying hello.
Just say what's up.
Gang, I feel like that puts a pin in it. I feel like we had a nice chat, and I really appreciate you guys coming on. Genuinely such a treat to have you all on and talk about just what the fuck ever comes up. So
where did Jesse go?
He has a pee.
Hard to say. Oh yeah.
He didn't say it on recording though.
Yeah, but now I guess we've said it on the recording, so now it's
immortalized.
Oh yeah, he did say it.
Sorry, Jesse. Everyone knows.
Yeah, everybody knows. Let's all pretend.
Go back and bleep it out.
Is there a bit that we could do when Jesse gets back? Really quick, can we think of anything funny? Okay, no. That's gonna be a hard no. I'm thinking of any more funny things. Going too long.
I'm not good on my feet.
I need
like a day or two to think about
it. What if we all just duck so we're all just not here?
Yeah, we all just, everybody hang up before he gets back. Or no, everybody hang up as soon as he gets back. As soon as you see him pop in the camera.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. As soon as Jesse gets back, the podcast is over. And then everybody just hang up. I'll just quickly then say it is very nice to chat out. We'll do plugs on the end and stuff in post. So we'll plug everything that we need to plug. But does anybody like want to say anything final as like the outro music is kind of fading in?
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. Real treat, genuinely. You guys are welcome back anytime. Such a pleasure to get to talk to all of you.
Where are you guys at? How close are you guys to Bowling Green?
Pretty close. So I am out of Columbus, which is fuck. Goddamn.
Oh shit.
thank you so much to our new friends for coming on the show. Such a treat to get to know the peeps behind Oolong. Awesome band. I really do recommend that you check them out. You can follow Oolong on Twitter. It's Oolong LI 420 on Instagram, oolong.li. Facebook, Oolong Boys, oolongboys.bandcamp.com. Throw them a few bucks for the music. Keep an eye out for that split we mentioned. Definitely will signal boost that a little bit more once it's kind of out into the world, but new stuff on the way, so definitely make sure to check them out. And if you're thinking, man, I just need to get some Oolong merch right now, good news, you can do that too from a few different spots. I believe there are some vinyl pressings of About Your Imaginary Friend in the works. Vinyl's obviously kind of a mess right now, so they'll get there when they get there. Few different places to get that. You can do that at suneaterrecords.limitedrun.com, from Chillwave at cwrecords.limitedrun.com, and over at opendoorrecords.org. Right into the show, you can do that at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast or on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, rate us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. It would help us out a lot. Music for Your Band Is Garbage is courtesy of Hey I Love You, Barely March, and @skinny_JakeBoutwell.